This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A global engineering firm just watched $100 million go down the drain. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The Switzerland-based engineering company ABB says it's just uncovered, quote, massive criminal activity in its South Korea's subsidiary. Reporter Imogene Folks with our partner broadcaster, the BBC, is covering this out of Geneva today.
What ABB is saying is that it has discovered what it describes as a sophisticated criminal scheme in a South Korean subsidiary that, in which this $100 million basically vanished. And it appears that a relatively senior manager, also from this subsidiary, has also been missing since the 7th of February. So a bit of a shock for a big flagship company for Switzerland. And I guess it does raise a few questions about ABB's oversight.
Indeed, they are big in automation, industrial automation. They're very big in building electricity power grids. But let's go back to the missing employee. It's a senior employee who in early February vanishes.
They discovered something amiss in terms of missing money on the 9th. It's not clear whether they noticed that the actual employee was missing, but their hunt is on now for this particular individual who it seems has made some form of improper payments to the tune of $100 million, let's not forget, and presumably to enrich him or herself.
All right, so the search is on. The BBC's Imogene Folks in Switzerland, thank you for this.
You're welcome.
Now to the mining sector, where stock in BHP Billiton closed up more than 1% yesterday. This after the mining giant reported a $3.2 billion profit in the second half of 2016 after a big loss the previous year. Other big mining companies are seeing profits after years of losses. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on the big turnaround.
2 years ago, prices for commodities like coal and copper fell. Mining companies scrambled. They sold off mines that weren't doing well and paid off debt. Then China ramped up spending on infrastructure and housing, and President Trump promised to rebuild roads and bridges in the U.S. Anthony Poole is editor of Platts Metals Daily.
A lot of the steel companies are looking at infrastructure in this country, and you don't have to look very far to look at some bridges and infrastructure that's been around for a long time and see that it's not in a good state of repair.
But Poole says it's not clear how long it'll take to get legislation on infrastructure repair through Congress.
You know, even once that legislation occurs, it's perhaps a little difficult to see how quickly that translates into steel orders or orders for copper wire and so on.
Poole says it's not clear how long China's building boom will last. Plus, miners and steelmakers rely on global trade, and they're worried that President Trump will start a trade war. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
The ongoing crisis in Flint, Michigan, drew national attention to the issue of safe drinking water. The Trump administration has so far offered few specifics about what it might do to fix it. But Flint is just one example. Scott Cohn of CNBC reports for us on the California community that has been dealing with bad water for years.
Cattleman City, California looks like just another random spot on an interstate highway. But just past the gas stations and fast food joints is a town of 1,500 people, including Maricela Marzalatore, who's lived here 40 years.
And our claim to fame is that we have very, very poor water quality.
Some of that's the result of oil drilling, and some of the contaminants are natural to the region's groundwater. In 2008, government tests found excessive levels of arsenic in the drinking water. 5 years later, the state began supplying every home with bottled water. The crisis in Flint struck a chord here.
I think people said, wow, you know, that's bad for them. That's something that we've been going through, too.
They're going through it in a lot of places. The Obama administration estimated the nation's water systems need $655 billion in improvements. The Trump administration hasn't said whether it accepts that number, but it has signaled a shift toward public-private partnerships to fund a variety of big projects. Matt Klein has experience with that. He negotiates water projects at the Los Angeles law firm O'Melveny & Myers.
If you're a private investor looking for steady returns over a long period of time, betting on, say, ratepayers in a big municipality or in a group of smaller municipalities or in a county, that's a pretty steady stream of income.
Kettleman City is supposed to finally get a new treatment plant as early as next year to draw water from the nearby California aqueduct instead of the ground. The plan is to use state and federal funds, but some wonder if the federal piece will come through in the new administration.
I'm worrying that it's going to be placed on the back burner again.
Officials say they plan to break ground on the new plant this spring. Residents say they've heard it before. They just hope someday to do what most of us take for granted, drink water from the tap. In Kettleman City, California, I'm Scott Cohn for Marketplace.
And the extra cheap tickets have begun at United Airlines and American Airlines. The basic economy fares aim to compete with bargain airlines and, some experts say, to push up the airline in the queue when people search for airline tickets based on price. The cheaper tickets come with eye-watering restrictions. You can't pick a seat in advance, you board last, and you can't use the overhead bins for storage, underseat or nothing. For this, you could save maybe $25 or $40, according to some calculations, which might or might not be cheaper than the underwear, socks, and sweater you'd have to buy at your destination, since nothing fit in the dinky carry-on. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.